Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I hope you're staying healthy and safe at this crazy time that we're living through. But it can be overwhelming. I don't know if you've ever been on a plane where the oxygen mask drop, but it's a little startling. And normally what they say when they're doing their pre-flight checklist, all the things about buckling your seatbelt and the oxygen mask and stuff like that, they say, although the bag may not inflate, rest assured, oxygen is flowing. Secure your own mask before assisting others. But if the mask actually does drop in the middle of the flight, you know that things are not normal. And that's kind of the way this time feels, almost like all of a sudden the mask drops, right? But I just want you to know, it's okay. Things are not normal, but it's okay. In Illinois, restaurants closed on Monday, March 19th. I remember because we went out to dinner a couple of days before that happened. And that was the last time we were out to a restaurant. We had a shelter-in-place order just a few days later, Saturday, March 21st. Then, just this weekend, we had limited access to grocery stores. They only had one door. It was a single file line. They were only letting so many people in at the same time. You know, it's a lot. And by the end of this week, it's going to be a month that everybody basically had to stay in place and all these changes had happened. But the key thing is that a lot of people are coping with fear and loss and overwhelm. And social media and the news just basically adds to that. Yeah, there's a mixture of laughs, but there's also some tears embedded in there. In Chicago, the mayor is Lori Lightfoot, and she has been just the subject of so many crazy memes. I've actually been spending some time making some of my own and sharing them on Facebook just to kind of keep the mood light and have some fun. But interspersed with all this jovialness is some of my friends who are actually posting videos about themselves or others that they know in their family being sick. So it's a hard time and there is so much overwhelm. But the thing I want you to understand is this is not normal. Things have changed. People have started working from home while they're actually homeschooling their kids, while their significant other or kids are at the front lines of everything, working in grocery stores, delivering products, or maybe even on the front line of hospitals, working in an ICU, emergency rooms, or anything associated with medical. But I want you to know that this stuff is not normal. It's okay. It's okay for you not to be productive as usual. You don't have to feel this compelling nature to want to get things done. Maybe you can just take some time to do something mundane. For example, maybe you can organize something. Maybe you have a junk drawer that needs organizing. Or a closet in your office that maybe you can just pull everything out on the floor and put back the stuff you need and recycle or throw out the stuff you don't. I went and just organized a bunch of papers. I went through my contacts list and deleted a whole bunch of people just to make my list ready for when things get back to normal. I'm using air quotes with that. So it's okay. Do your best to create something that can pass the time, maybe create some new routines. And it's okay to be lonely or angry or sad. Social distancing does not have to mean emotional distancing. I've been on a lot of Zoom calls and I noticed a handful of people that looked frazzled. So I reached out to them on social media and said, hey, can we have a call? So if you see something like that, reach out to somebody. Be a sounding board. And by the way, if you're one of those people that's having a tough time, reach out to somebody and ask them to be your sounding board. It's okay. One of the things we did over the weekend is we basically pulled up Zoom and we have an online game that we played with our daughter and son-in-law just to say hi and to say it's okay. We did this in person over Christmas. Why not do it over Zoom? Now is a great time to connect with people. I try to connect with at least 10 people a day and just ask them, how are you doing? Maybe somebody will return the favor. It's okay to be yourself and to invent a new you if need be. Now is a good time for some self-reflection, but to look ahead. Maybe you could try something like learning a new skill or improving one that you already have. I haven't picked up my guitar in months. Maybe it's time to do that. Try reading a book or listening to an audiobook if you feel like you want to learn something new. Try a new exercise routine. I got out some weights and started working on some weightlifting that I haven't done in years, just to pass the time. Think about all the ways that you can do things that maybe you've never done before that can help yourself. But I have one final thing that I want you to do, and that's get a set of post-it notes and leave them on your desk or wherever you're hanging out, maybe your kitchen table. The idea is to reward yourself. Write down what you did. Hey, I just did 10 push-ups. I cleaned out that cabinet or I cleaned out that drawer. And stick it up where you can see it so you're constantly reminding yourself with feedback of the positive things that you're doing. And then think about using those post-it notes to do the same thing. Write down ideas that you can give some positive feedback to some other people about things that they're doing. The key thing that we want to do is try to use this time of overwhelm and confusion to try to be the best person that we can be, not only for ourselves, but for the people around us. So I want to leave you with some final thoughts. First off, we're a month into this. And chances are there's going to be another month of this difference, this confusion. Do your best to build up ways to keep yourself moving forward. Yeah, you may be working from home, trying to be as productive as you can. But I want you to remember, it's okay. It's okay not to be productive as you think you need to be. Give yourself a break. Give other people a break. This is not normal, but it's okay. It's okay to be lonely or angry or sad. This is not normal. And that too will pass, but it's okay. And it's okay to be yourself and also to invent somebody new from within yourself. The final thing I want you to do is now is a great time to think of others. How can you be a helper? How can you help people feel good about what they're doing? Use those post-it notes to remind them of their successes. I just want you to know, yes, maybe the oxygen masks have dropped, but there's still oxygen flowing through them. So put yours on first. Take a deep breath and get ready to help some other people along the way. So I'd like to offer you something. It's my productivity bundle. It's a worksheet set and some videos that may help you get more productive during this time if you feel the need. Just email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com and mention productivity bundle, and I'll send you a link.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.